You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
Dominican Sue just called and he said, turn off American Idol 2. I walk by the TV and I'm going, hey, this looks like American Idol. Then I realize it is Wednesday at 8:30. I'm DVRing. I'm just giving you my problems. Rob, let's do this thing. Gina was singing. I didn't want to see that yet.
All right, time to get you caught up. He is the man, Mark Wilson, is sponsored by Sporty Cuts. For the best haircuts in the city, go to 7 Mile between Outer Drive and Myers.
I'm telling you, that's just how I'm lamenting. Look at all right, look, J.D. Martinez, you know, put the Tigers on the board first tonight. After a 2-0 lead on the Jose Abreu homer off of Drew Smyly, J.T. Martinez, the newest of your Tigers, hit a 2-run single. And with then Martinez on base, Austin Jackson hit a 2-run jack. He hit a 2-run Jackson. And that's his second of the year, and that's where it stands. Tigers in the bottom of the fifth, 4-2. I think they're heading to the sixth now. But it's 4-2 Tigers with Smyly settling down after the home run by Abreu. Wings and Bruins, game four, big game. Big game against the Bruins at Joe Louis tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Boston leads the series 2-1. You do not want to go back to the TD Garden down 3-1. And the Wings have 2 goals in their 3 games. That's some scoring right there. Hank Zetterberg, might he play tomorrow night? Whoa, game time decision for Mike Babcock. Mike Hank Zetterberg, who says he's kind of, I love that. He's kind of ready. That's beautiful. It's the NHL, dude. Hey, Pee-wee.
Locals.
Are you definitely ready, or maybe I shouldn't play? Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, all games four, still late second period now. Penguins over the Blue Jackets 3-1. Ducks and Stars are underway, no score first. Blues and Blackhawks go in about an hour. NBA playoffs game two, just about to start the second half at Miami. The Heat lead Charlotte 57-47, LeBron 18 points in the first 24 minutes. San Antonio leads Dallas in San Antonio 13-12 early. Portland, Houston go at 9:30. Other baseball, American League, Rangers this afternoon beat the Oakland A's 3-0. Mariners beat the Astros 5-3. Fernando Rodney gets his first win. Kyle Seager, his first 2 homers of 2014. The controversial game, we'll be talking about it. Red Sox lead the Yankees 3-0 third at Fenway. Michael Pineda ejected in the game for having a substance on his neck. Royals Indians 2-2 in the fifth. Jays lead the Orioles 6-3 fifth. Twins Rays 2-2 fourth. Chris Colabello is third homer. The guy's got like 20 ribbies. He's just an RBI machine so far for Minnesota. One interleague series. Now in the sixth inning, Nationals lead the Angels 1-0. National League, Aaron Harang, another win. Braves beat the Marlins in Atlanta 3-1. Diamondbacks over the Cubs 7-5 on the day the Cubs celebrate 100 years of Wrigley Field activity. Open on April 23rd, 1914. There's always a joke in there somewhere. Giants over the Rockies, 12-10 in 11 innings. That's a final. Pirates and the Reds are tied at 2 in the fifth. Mets have taken the lead on the Cardinals, 2-1 in the fourth. And the Padres Brewers are at 1-1 in the second inning. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Anytime I mention the Cubs' 100th year, it's always a joke you can make somehow. Billy Goat, Bartman, whatever you got, Fartman, whatever you got going on. You can make a joke about the Cubs. 100 now and 16. No, 100 and what is it, Rob? 6 years of futility. Not winning the World Series since 1908. And never, of course, winning a World Series at Wrigley Field.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that something, though?
It's just unbelievable.
This is 2014, and they've never tasted a World Series victory.
And you're talking about a major city with cash, had a big-time owner. It's not like they don't have
the Wrigley
money.
Family owned them.
That's what I mean.
Now the Tribune Company, and now the Ricketts family. They're renovating the place at $500 million. They have money to burn.
So a couple of baseball issues, Mark, we're going to talk about, especially the Pineda thing, which is just shocking to me.
I don't even believe it.
Not that, Mark, he just got away where he had some stuff on his hand, which clear as day. I mean, I don't even know how the other team, I can't remember, they were playing the Red Sox.
It was John Farrell.
This time they checked. He's playing the Red Sox again. Not only did you get away with it last time, having some substance on your hand, you're going to go to Fenway Park with all the cameras. They're going to watch you to say, let's see this time around.
Let me just think. Let's pretend Pineda's a rogue guy here. Okay, he's going to do it on his own. So he comes to the ballpark and says, watch this. I'm starting today. Here's what I'm going to do. They didn't see last time, and I got away with it. And, of course, there was comments and quotes and everything. Here's what I'm going to do. I am gonna now do it again against the same team. No one will notice. Instead of on my hand, because they saw it was on my hand, I'm gonna stick it on my neck. They won't get a win. Psst, pass it on. I'm gonna have pine tar on my neck, even though I just told everybody I don't use pine tar at all. Psst, no one will notice. And then he gets broomed out in the third?
Second
inning? That's like surreal.
But I don't get it. I don't know how you could think that they're, Mark, that Major League Baseball, after the last one with all the videotape and everything, they're going to be watching you like a hawk. Anything you do when you have the nerve to go out there,
Doesn't Joe Girardi go to his pitcher and say, hey, Michael, how's it going? Can you stay away from substances? Doesn't he ever do that? He has no conversation with his own pitcher?
But maybe it was, you know what? Sometimes, Mark, you know, maybe
you think it's a rogue effort?
Maybe he thought it was just some grease that had slid down from his hair or something. I don't know. He had some pomade. He put some pomade on it, kind of ran down his neck.
Let's do some Shadow League business.
All right. And, Mark, you know what? Today is our first day. It's Shadow League Wednesday, where we have a partnership. If you go to theshadowleague.com, you will see our logo there, and you'll be able to click and go on to
prominently placed.
Very nice on the front page of their website. And every Wednesday, we'll invite in a writer from theshadowleague.com. You know, I write a column there once a week. And today's writer is J.R. Gamble, Jamoke to us, and we've known him for years, Mark and I. And he wrote a very interesting column about Albert Pujols and about really not celebrating in baseball, kind of taking some of the steam out of his 500th home run. And we welcome him in to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. What's happening, Jamoke?
Yes. Good evening. This is a very classic evening to be on with Parker and the Man back again. Detroit's finest sports talk show in the history of the great city and the great state of Michigan, I should say.
Wow.
You're going to get more likes on Facebook from me now, Jamal.
I know. Wow.
Yes. Thank you for having me once again.
So before we get to your Pujols thing, just your quick reaction to the Pineda thing. Don't you think that this is crazy?
Man. Okay. This is the deal. I don't know. You know, I don't know his level of education. I don't know his level of schooling. People often assume that athletes have this intelligence because they're athletes.
And they make so much money. It's true. People do think that.
I think he took it literally when Big Papi said, everybody do it. So it doesn't matter, really. He was saying, we'll give you a pass this time, but don't be such a fool as to, you know, be so blatant with the pine tar. Al Leiter and Dave Cone, I was listening to Night Sellers, and they admitted, Al Leiter and Dave Cone said that they put pine tar and other products or substances that help with grip on their belt, but never as flagrant, as blatant as Michael Pineda. Pineda, and I don't know what he was thinking.
I don't either.
Know they're watching.
But wait a second. Doesn't he? He's got a manager. He has a pitching coach. No one bothers to talk to him or check him.
Or nobody looked on. Derek Jeter didn't say, dude, what's that on your neck? Are you going out there with that?
Fellas, it's so interesting because before all this happened, remember his first start. It was a pretty decent game. He pitched well. He kept wiping the back of his neck. Now, me as a baseball guy, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, man, why is he wiping the back of his neck so much? I really was thinking this. And then after the game, they highlighted the pine tar with the cameras. But I was already looking, and he was blatantly and consistently going to the back of the neck that very first start of the season. And I was watching him, and before anything even transpired, I said, man, why is he wiping the back of his neck so much? But you see pitchers do it all the time. You see them go to the tip of the cap. You see them go to the back of the neck. You see them go to the belt. That's common, but, I mean, he looked like the guy from Soul Glow from Coming to America.
Right, with all that. he's staining up every pillowcase on the road.
That was Eric LaSalle, wasn't it? It's Eric LaSalle.
That's a classic. That's a great movie. That is one of those, if you haven't seen it.
Fantastic. J.R. Jamoke Gamble joining us on Sports Night with Parker Man from theshadowleague.com. Check his stuff out there. He's a terrific writer. He's a good guy in the room. And,
thank you,
look, I go back to Gaylord Perry.
Gaylord used to do it every two seconds. Blatant.
Yeah. It was this number. And you can actually see us, Jamoke, on ParkerTheMan.com. I'm doing it right now. It was this number. He was always, like, with the hat, down to the belt, onto the side.
Yep.
He'd do this number before every pitch. Then he'd bend down. Remember, Rap?
Every pitch.
He'd bend down, so he'd tip the hat down more, so he'd grab that extra little bit. And, like, they didn't know where it was. It was like a little hocus pocus. So at least I give Gaylord Perry some credit, because we know he threw the spitball. We knew that
right.
He admitted it, and he won 300. You know, he was a huge Hall of Fame kind of guy. So he has credence because he's a Hall of Fame kind of guy. But the beauty of Gaylord Perry was he at least tried to dupe you a little bit. This guy, two consecutive outings, has blatantly shown, hey, I'm too dumb. I'm too stupid. I'm just going to stick some on my hand, throw some on my neck, and we'll see what happens. So you think your only explanation here, dude, is that he's just dumb.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I really believe that it's just, this must be so common. And he said, I got away with it once. And he took everything literally, and no one spoke to him about it. Because, you understand, it's kind of like, we can actually segue into the steroid situation with Pujols by saying, it's like the steroid situation. If the coaches don't ask, if the your teammates don't ask about it, then they can't be implicated in it.
Right. So they don't want to know about it. You know what? You're right about that. Like, Joe Girard, I don't want to know anything about it.
Yeah,
I don't know what that is. I had no idea he had some gook on his neck. I don't know what that is.
But here's the problem with that, guys. The only problem with that is if it's steroids, they don't pull you off the field in the middle of a game.
Right. No, that's true.
This affects the nature of each game you're playing. And, if the Yankees lose the East by one game.
You'll remember this one.
And if they lose this game tonight, and what's the score right now? Where are they right now? It's 4-0 Boston.
Right. And Pineda's he's been pitching well so far this year.
Yeah, not only that, but the integrity of the Yankee name.
Right.
Now, you might take that lightly, but think about it. They're not really known for cheating. So, that's an easy shot now.
Well, in Jamoke,
knew Boston was going to take it. I mean, Don Fowler, he didn't really want to do anything other than embarrass the Yankees, throw a shot at the Yankees. Let them know this is Red Sox Yankees. You're not going to use Pine Tar blatantly, and then we're going to let you do it again.
But Smokey, I got to tell you, in the past, Uncle George, the boss, Steinbrenner, would be one way or another all over this, right?
Yeah.
One way or another. Now, Jennifer Steinbrenner, she's going to Pineda ask for grooming tips.
Oh, stop.
Well, I'm not being funny. Well, yes, I am kind of. But, Jenny, you know, as much as people want to think that Hank Steinbrenner runs that show, I've told Rob this. I've known Jennifer forever. And Jenny Steinbrenner, but they're not, what are they going to do? What's Hank and Jennifer Steinbrenner going to do? They have no clout. They have no pull except their last name. They're not George. And we have a Bronx Zoo situation, because that's ridiculous that this has happened twice in a row.
It is. It's pretty amazing. All right, let's talk about your column about the Albert Pujols, who, of course, hit home run number 499 and 500 yesterday.
Woo!
But your column was that baseball kind of took the fun out of it, and just tell people your take on that.
I mean, me personally, I have to loving baseball and not just wanting to cast players aside immediately, because the whole landscape has changed now. And if you use steroids, you're the devil and things of that nature. You know, the only thing that Bud Selig and the Tony La Russas and the Joe Torres and these guys have going for them is that they weren't hitting the baseball or catching the baseball or winning World Series or losing World Series during the steroid era. That's all they have going for them right now. I just think it's a shame, you know, that these guys, La Russa, Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, I mean, they had dynasties during the hardest steroid era, and a large majority of their players we know took performance-enhancing drugs of some kind, and they can just move to the side. But Selig can go from the enabler to the prosecutor.
Absolutely. You know what? Let me tell you something. It's just perfect. It's a perfect column, because baseball profited. They sold tickets. They got TV ratings, they did everything.
Not giving the money back.
They're not giving the money back. The managers won those games. They won those World Series. The Yankees, the Red Sox, all these teams that won.
Fames.
And all these guys are, and the only guys you want to punish or the handful of guys.
Sluggers.
We don't even talk about the pitchers who are on it or except anybody
Clemens.
Else. Just all we ever talk about is the four or five guys who hit home runs.
And
that's
Roger
all we
Clemens.
Talk about. Right.
Yeah. Somebody has to be the sacrificial lambs. And, you know, it's like that's why I couldn't really, you know, okay, my profession, you know, I write sports, you know, write my thoughts, my experiences with life as it relates to sports. But I really wasn't into the A-Rod thing. And if not for, an obligation to write about certain things in the athletic world, I really could care less. As a fan, I can't be duped into now throwing into the fire these guys that gave me so many great moments in my life. It's like you can't go back in time and do that. And I understand Bud Selig trying to, you know, make sure his legacy.
No, I'm sorry. It's already you know what? It's tarnished and not tarnished, but it's the standpoint that when you're talking about people trying to look at legacies and looking at
yes.
What's the right word of baseball? Like the integrity. Dude, mm-hmm. You used to keep black players out from playing. There's no integrity left. So I just always say, you can sit here and try to monkey around with it and act like you're all perfect and you're trying to do the right thing. Things have been bad for a while.
Well, and Jamoke, 2 points. One, if anybody hasn't seen The Curious Case of Curt Flood, I just watched it.
Oh,
have you seen it?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I'd missed it all that time. I'd never seen it. I finally watched it. It's an hour and a half. It was unbelievable, the things that we forgot. How players were treated, not in the 40s, not in the 30s, in the 60s and 70s.
Right.
Not that long ago. That's number one. Number two, this is the biggest point about that and about everything leading up to the fact that Albert Pujols got nothing for his run to 500. We just went – hey, Jamoke, we just went through an amazing steroid era of 8 years.
Right.
8 years went by since the 05 rule came into place, and Rafael Palmeiro wagged a finger, and he was the second guy convicted, basically, behind Alex Sanchez, who was a Tiger at the time. How did baseball fare? Did they let people come out? Was there any – how did baseball do?
I'm glad you say that.
How'd they do?
Well, you ready? I'm going to give it to you.
Let me know.
Five of the eight greatest attendance seasons in the history of baseball took place during that era. During that era. Five of the eight greatest.
Hmm. Interesting. Are there teams folding, Jamoke? Teams are folding, right? Couldn't handle it anymore? How the Milwaukee Brewers do when Ryan Braun was literally shunned and cast aside? Oh, I think he's back, and they're doing fine. See, this is
and
my
the
point.
The fans love him, and the fans want
the
him back.
Standing ovation.
On opening day.
Standing ovation for Ryan Braun.
We have to listen to them. Yep, we have to listen to them, and we have to understand that it's a charade in a lot of ways for the Major League Baseball front offices and this attack on certain players. Okay, A-Rod was the last bullet in the gun, I believe, and now we really have to move on. You know, you don't have to play captain, you know, PED Crusader anymore. We get it, you know, and like Rob said, Felix's legacy is already tarnished, so he needs to just leave that alone, and let's move on. But can I say one thing, fellas, because I know my time is short. I just want to say I love the direction that Major League Baseball is going in. Look at guys like D. Gordon. Look at guys like Billy Hamilton. They are proof that baseball is coming back. The 14 players draft, black players drafted in Major League Baseball. People can talk all they want about nobody's watching baseball, but I see it differently. I see a come up. I see a come back. If you understand baseball, look at the way the game is being played right now. It's different than it was 5 years ago. It's totally different. I see more bunts. I see more squeezes. Billy Hamilton beating out a ground ball to first base. I'm sorry I'm so excited, but I love baseball and I love the stolen base. Billy Hamilton scoring, going first to third on a ground ball, scoring on a pop-up to second base. That's baseball, fellas.
Hey, we had Ian Kinsler scoring a walk from first base in this town.
And
small ball is back in play at Comerica Park.
Jamoke, you should say hello to our boss who's watching us on parkonthemand.com. Yousef Khan is watching and listening to the show.
Shouts to Yousef.
I'm giving him a shout out.
Give him a shout out. We'll give him
that.
Shadow
League?
Yeah, he's the boss at
Yousef,
the Shadow League.
What's up? How you doing? Go. I'm all giving right. him a wave.
All right, so now
I'm giving him the high sign.
The high sign.
Whatever happened to the high sign?
So don't forget now, theshadowleague.com. Great stories, Mark. You saw the website.
Yeah.
Got plenty of
doing
stuff.
The high sign.
And you'll be able to go
great,
there.
It's a great site, Shadow
right,
League.
Go see the great stories and stuff. And don't forget, I write a column every week, usually on Monday at Post. And J.R. Gamble, he has a lot of stuff on there. He's one of their writers. You go to theshadowleague.com, and every Wednesday we'll have one of their writers on to talk about what's ever hot on theshadowleague.com, okay?
That's right. Thanks for having me, fellas.
Always
keep
a pleasure.
Good work. Welcome back. Detroit's finest, Barking the Man.
Thanks, Jamoke. We'll
hey, Jamoke, and yes. Tell my godson whose birthday's coming up in a couple of days that I said.
Yes, little legend.
Yes.
Look
he's,
for him. Yes. Yankee Stadium, 2000.
This kid is a good big-time ball player, a little baseball player and basketball, all right?
All right, thank you, fellas.
Okay,
have
bye-bye.
A good night.
Yep.
All right, coming up, we got a lot to do here, 9 o'clock hour. I wanted to make one more point, but I'll just do it with you about Albert Pujols and what a real disservice now I really think baseball did to him. And there's a big reason why. And it's something that was so unfair to him that I'm surprised he wasn't worse about it. In other words, I'm surprised he wasn't more vocal about what happened to him. We'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour because now the more I think about it, this is a real travesty. This thing that he hit that 500 homer almost in silence.
Yep. 248.
Never seen that before.
848, 1130. Should be celebrated. I'm sorry.
Sports wraps coming up. Detroit's 1130. WDFN, the fan.
You are listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130. WDFN, the fan.
You're the one who worries too much about that. I'm the one who tells you now, let it fly, let it flow, let it go. And that's the same when you talk about your car, right? You're out there, you're driving around, you're not even thinking twice. You're out there doing your thing, and boom, you hit something, or something happens, and you say to yourself, oh, man, what do I do now? Well, if you're one of the many that have fallen victim to whatever kind of problems you're having out there in the vehicles, take your car, truck, or van to the pros at Expert Car Care. It is that simple.
That's right, Mark. That's right, Mark. They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, you know what?
But
they'll get you back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
Expert Car Care Services.
I did that for you, Dad.
I know you did. Expert, Expert Car Care Services, everything on the vehicle, all the way around, man, from front to back, side to side, you know the deal. Whether it's as simple as a tire repair or a wiper, or as major as replacing an entire engine or transmission. And be sure to mention, be sure, if you're there, you mention these two cats.
Mention Parker
right
and a Man.
Yeah, be sure.
Rob and Mark. And you know what? You'll receive not only a free oil change with any work done, that's a nice deal by itself, but also, Mark, a free front wheel alignment if you need one.
So you take the car in, you got the thing done, you say, hey, I want my free, you get a free oil change, not paying for that, and then a free front wheel alignment if they need to do that for it, for nothing. That's over $100 in savings. Expert Car Care has locations on 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Mike and his good people at Expert Car Care. They will take care of you big time. It is your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
You?
Go get Expert Car Care.